Hello, everybody. Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found for my Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, July 29th. So this is the first day. Actually, the day kind of snuck up on me. I was very conscious of it for the last few weeks, and I've done a few things here and there to get ready for it. And then all of a sudden last night I went, hey, wait, that's tomorrow. So I don't know how it snuck up on me. It's like some kind of ninja. But alas, here we are, and we are podcasting. So last night, I was frantically adding everybody to the website, so you can see all the participants on there. If you want to go subscribe to their individual shows, you can. And I was loading up our feed. So right on the front page of dogdaysofpodcasting.com, you can see there's a feed, and it's kind of like drinking from the fire hose. It has all 17 participants' shows being reposted in there. So all the links should post back to their own sites. I don't want to take anything away from the individual podcasters, but at the same time, I want to make one place where everybody can listen to all the shows. And we had pretty good turnout. Like I said, we had 17 people. Chuck Tomasi's already started. Jerk, he's trying to show everybody up. But but he actually started about a few days to a week ago, I think. So his was the first shows in the feed. So that made me think I better go ahead and turn something out. So this morning I got out and did a little 4 mile run. Actually, I did pretty well. I let the dog out this morning and it was a nice, cool 65-ish degrees. And it wasn't humid like it had been. So I thought, wow, I gotta get out. I gotta do something. And I try to run every other day or at least a day or so between runs. And I ran Saturday, and this was a perfect day. And we've been busy here at the house, so I hadn't really had a lot of time to go running. We've been moving around. A couple updates from last year, if you don't already know. I've changed jobs. So I work for ServiceNow, a great online cloud company, and I'm enjoying it. And part of that, I get to work from home. And also part of that, my office was a little bit inadequate, so we had to move some rooms around in the house to accommodate that. And I think the dust is starting to settle, but we still got a little ways to go. So it's nice being in a little office without windows. If you've seen the Technorama podcast, which we put up on YouTube, I had no windows in the little office. It was small. I had a vent in the room, which was great, but problem was it was either feast or famine in there. Either I was sweating because I had to close the door and the air was off, or the air was on and it would freeze me out. So this is nice. I got a room with windows and a little bit of a spread out room. So I got some of my stuff spread out. I got photography stuff over here. I got some audio stuff over here. It's great. And I feel very fortunate that my family was supportive enough to really work with that. Actually, it was my wife's idea to kind of kick all this off, but which has been great. And again, this room is fantastic. I don't even have things on the wall yet, but we painted each room as we moved them. We cleaned all the carpets as we moved them, and it has been a journey, but for about 2 weeks, but that's coming to an end. So, about running, I talked about this last time. I think my challenge last time was to run less than 30 minutes in a 5K. I can do that. I just haven't really pushed myself too much. Actually, when I go to run, I want to enjoy my run, but at the same time, I'm trying to ramp myself up, and I'm trying not to do it too fast. Although I've been running for about 3 years, maybe three or four years, but I still haven't quite progressed to the level that some people have where they're running long distances or running really fast 5Ks. I just get out there and I'm doing the slow and steady, just keep it going. And, you know, I'm not setting any Olympic world records. I'm not planning on it because I'm running for two things. I'm running to improve myself, but health. I want to feel better about myself, and I do. I've actually lost some weight. I lost a lot of weight last year. I lost about 20-something pounds, 22 pounds. And I've kept that off. I've stayed in the same range. I go up and down a little bit, but now I'm on a downswing and I'm trying to keep that momentum going by being steady on the running. So I am at 190 now, which is great. I don't think I've ever been that low in quite some time. So my goal is to really get down about another 10 pounds. And I'm not obsessed by it, but that's just my goal. And I don't want to be one of those people where I can't do it. I you know, and get too hard of a goal. But I think my body should be around the 181-ish range, something like that. So that's what I'm kind of shooting for. And, you know, I just want to look fit. I don't need to look like, you know, an Arnold Schwarzenegger or Lou Ferrigno kind of guy. I just want to be fit and feel good about myself and stick around for a while. So that's why I run. I run because I enjoy it and to make myself a better, improve upon myself. How about that? Now, and I think everybody should do improve upon themselves in whatever way you choose, whether it's intellectually, you know what I'm saying, your mind or physically do something, you know? So anyway, that's kind of going to be my message for the Stog Days of Podcasting is improving myself. And, so you're going to hear about running and maybe some other things that I'm doing. That's the only thing I'm a theme I could really come up with. So, and I could be talking about reading, or maybe just different practices, in my life. Could be running, could be reading, could be just trying something new. So we'll see where this leads us. Worst case, we're going to make it for 30 days. So you're going to hear me blather on about whatever for 30 days. All right. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Dog Days of Podcasting. And we'll talk at you later.